Chapter 4, Legal Support to the Army. This chapter provides a detailed description of the four legal functions supporting the Army as an institution. They include administrative and civil law, contract and fiscal law, military justice, and national security law. Legal function, administrative and civil law. Administrative and civil law is that body of law containing the statutes, regulations, and judicial decisions that govern the establishment, functioning, and command of military organizations and the duties of military organizations and installations with regard to civil authorities. Availability of personnel, resources, and office space often affects how a legal office covers this core function. Larger legal offices often separate administrative law and civil law into separate branches within the office. Administrative law. Several DOD and Army regulations govern and regulate military command policies and decisions. Generally, the practice of administrative law involves legal support to commanders in various specialized areas concerning DOD and Army regulations. These specialized areas include general statutory, regulatory, and policy compliance, government ethics and standards of conduct, investigations, and Army claims. Administrative law attorneys perform multiple tasks in support of operations. These tasks include providing legal support to administrative investigations, providing legal support to theater-specific personal conduct policies, providing legal support to Freedom of Information Act, known as FOIA, Privacy Act, and Health Insurance Portability Accountability Act, known as HIPAA compliance. Providing legal support to public affairs and command messaging. Administering deployment claims and advise on SOLATIA. Providing advice and administering the DOD ethics program at the unit level according to DODD 5500.07. Providing general administrative law support to include advice to boards and preliminary hearing officers. Advice to sexual harassment and assault response and prevention and equal opportunity programs. Legal reviews of command policies, scope of command authority, and effect of laws, regulations, and policy on operations and those required by regulations and the UCMJ. Military property transition and disposal. Administrative law support is typically provided at brigade headquarters, main and tactical CPs in the divisions and corps, Theater Sustainment Command, TSC headquarters, ASCCs, installation OSJAs, and each joint and multinational headquarters. Administrative law attorneys require robust legal research capabilities and technical support structure to provide specialized legal knowledge and retain flexibility to solve different problems as an operation progresses. Administrative law attorneys invest considerable time and effort on command investigations, as these may significantly impact the unit and mission. In accordance with AR 15-6, command investigations may be conducted as preliminary inquiries, administrative investigations, or as a board of officers. Administrative law attorneys advise commanders to consider the purpose of the inquiry, seriousness of the subject matter, complexity of the issues involved, need for documentation, and desirability of providing a hearing for persons whose conduct is being investigated when deciding which type of investigation to conduct. They also advise on the release of information pertaining to safety or mishap investigations in accordance with AR 385-10. Administrative law attorneys are sometimes appointed in writing to perform duties as ethics advisors to assist in implementing and administering the command's or organization's ethics program. This includes filing financial disclosure forms, even in a deployed environment. They also provide ethics advice in accordance with DODD 5500.07. Paralegal NCOs, soldiers, and civilian paraprofessionals support judge advocates and civilian attorneys in reviewing documents to include AR 735-5 financial liability assessments, AR 15-6 investigations, and other administrative law matters. Additionally, they prepare necessary documentation related to these and other matters. Paralegal NCOs and soldiers ensure that all actions are tracked, processed, and filed to ensure the prompt and efficient delivery of services to the commander and staff. Civil law. The practice of civil law includes specialized areas of the law that are concerned with statutes and regulations that apply across all agencies of the federal government and are not simply internal to the Army or DoD. The practice of civil law also includes matters that are subject to civil litigation in various forums. Some specific areas of the law that fall into this category include environmental law, the law of federal employment, federal litigation, and intellectual property law. Civil law attorneys provide legal advice on non-uniformed personnel supporting military operations, labor law, civilian personnel law, real property use and disputes, and environmental law. Paralegal NCOs and soldiers support judge advocates and civilian attorneys in the review of documents, including Freedom of Information Act requests, subpoenas, other documents related to civil litigation, and documents processed for release to ensure compliance with the Privacy Act. Additionally, they track, process, and file all actions to ensure the prompt and efficient delivery of services to the commander and staff. Army Institutional Claims. Although the legal function of soldier and family legal services includes personnel claims or claims by soldiers and Department of the Army, DA civilians, claims by third parties against the Army or affirmative claims, now called Army Institutional Claims, belong to the core competency of legal support to the Army. The division of claims between two legal functions is necessary under the core competency construct, but the actual work of processing and adjudicating Army institutional claims is executed by the same division of the OSJA in garrison. During large-scale combat operations, the administrative law legal function includes performance of foreign claims to support operations. See Chapter 5 for more information on legal support to soldiers and families. The Army Claims Program investigates, processes, adjudicates, and settles certain claims worldwide on behalf of and against the United States. This program works under the authority conferred by statutes, regulations, international and interagency agreements, and DoD directives. The Army Claims Program supports commanders by facilitating successful operations and promoting goodwill with local populations. In short, this program provides compensation for personal injury, wrongful death, or property damage caused by Army or DoD personnel. Army institutional claims fall into three categories: torts alleged against Army or DoD personnel, claims for personal injury or property damage caused by non-combat military operations, and claims by the United States for injury of Army personnel or their dependents, or for the damage or destruction of Army property. TJAG supervises the Army Claims Program and settles claims in accordance with delegated authority from the Secretary of the Army. The United States Army Claims Service, USARCS, administers the Army Claims Program and designates area claims offices, claims processing offices, claims attorneys, and foreign claims commissions. SJAs and other supervisory judge advocates operate each command's claims program, and they supervise the area claims office or claims processing office designated by USARCS for the command. Area claims offices and claims processing offices are the claims offices at Army installations that normally investigate, process, adjudicate, and settle claims against the United States. These offices also identify, investigate, and assert claims on behalf of the United States. Claims attorneys at each level settle claims within delegated authority, and they forward claims exceeding that authority to the appropriate settlement authority. Foreign claims are investigated and paid outside the United States, in operational or other areas, in multinational operations, unless otherwise specified in applicable agreements. A troop contributing nation is generally responsible for resolving claims arising from its own operations. Foreign claims against the United States will normally be resolved by the service that is assigned single service tort claims responsibility for the area. Claims attorneys should consult DODI 5515.08. Normally, the parent service resolves United States personnel claims. Army claims services are normally provided in the main and tactical CPs in the modular divisions and corps, TSC headquarters, and Theater Army headquarters. Commanders normally appoint unit claims officers prior to deployments. Unit claims officers investigate, document, and report incidents to claims offices that might result in a claim by or against the United States. During operations, claims personnel establish claims operations and perform claims services. Because security is always a primary concern, the senior claims attorney is responsible for coordinating resources to ensure safety throughout all claims-related activities. The senior claims attorney also informs host nation authorities how to process claims, provides information to the local population about claims procedures, and obtains translation services and local legal advice. It is critical for claims personnel and unit claims officers to document the existing condition of base camps, unit locations, or transportation routes when establishing claims operations. Good documentation at the beginning of an operation enables accurate payment of legitimate claims and prevents payment of fraudulent or inflated claims. When performing claims services, the senior claims attorney coordinates with unit claims officers to assist them with claims investigations. The senior claims attorney coordinates with the civil affairs staff to facilitate liaison with local officials, learn about local customs, and provide civil affairs and finance and comptroller personnel information about claims procedures. The senior claims attorney coordinates with military police and military intelligence personnel to share information. Throughout an operation, claims personnel travel throughout the operational area to receive, investigate, and pay claims. Legal administrators may perform claims-related duties while in a deployed environment. These duties include coordinating with USARCs to establish foreign claims commissions, serving as claims investigating officers and foreign claims commissions, and processing claims in their unit's operational area. Legal administrators may also serve as pay agents for foreign claims. Paralegal NCOs and soldiers' duties include claims intake, investigation, and adjudication. In the deployed environment, paralegal NCOs and soldiers often conduct claims missions or run claim offices where they receive foreign claims from foreign nationals, investigate and adjudicate claims, and serve as claims-paying agents. Legal function, contract, fiscal, and acquisition law. Contract, fiscal, and acquisition law is the body of law that governs the funding and procurement of services, supplies, and construction in support of military operations. The following paragraphs discuss this body of law. Fiscal law. Fiscal law pertains to the use of appropriated and non-appropriated funds to pay for obligations incurred by the government. The OSJA's fiscal law responsibilities include furnishing legal advice on the proper use of funds in operations and training, interagency acquisitions, funding security assistance, funding contingency construction, and funding support to non-federal agencies and organizations. Usually, OSJAs provide fiscal law support at the main and tactical CPs in divisions and corps, TSC headquarters, Theater Army headquarters, and each joint and multinational headquarters. At the multinational command headquarters, experts may also be required to provide advice concerning international support agreements. BJAs may provide fiscal law support at the brigade level. Contract law. Contract law governs the formation and administration of government contracts. The OSJA's contract law responsibilities include furnishing legal advice and assistance to commanders and procurement officials during all phases of the contracting planning process and overseeing an effective procurement integrity program. The responsibilities also include providing legal advice to the command concerning requirement scoping, battlefield acquisition, contingency contracting, bid protest and contract dispute litigation, use of logistics civil augmentation program, known as LOGCAP, acquisition and cross-servicing agreements, and real estate and construction outside the United States. Legal personnel participate in the contract process by involving themselves early in acquisition planning, communicating closely with procurement officials and contract lawyers in the technical supervision chain, and providing legal and business advice as part of the contract management team. To accomplish these actions, OSJAs usually provide contract law support at the main and tactical CPs in the modular divisions and corps, TSC headquarters, Theater Army headquarters, and each joint and multinational headquarters. Contract law advice may also be required at brigade or battalion headquarters. At those levels, judge advocates primarily encounter issues related to simplified acquisitions, contract performance, contract terminations, follow-on contracting, emergency acquisition flexibilities, requirements definitions, and the use of already existing contracting methods, for example, the Logistics Civil Augmentation Program. OSJAs should deploy a contract law attorney with early entry CPs. Judge advocates assigned to sustainment brigades, contract support brigades, TSCs, and expeditionary sustainment commands should be trained in government contract law and fiscal law. Expertise may be required at the multinational command headquarters to give advice concerning international acquisition agreements. Contract lawyers assist operational contract support planning by identifying the legal authorities for contracting, obtaining relevant acquisition agreements or requesting their negotiation, helping the requiring activity define requirements, helping the contracting officer establish procurement procedures for the operation, forecasting intellectual property issues, opining on contract claims, working with contracting activities and program offices, the vendor threat mitigation and operation contract support integration cells, coordinating with procurement fraud division and contract fiscal law division as necessary, and reviewing the contract support integration plan for legal sufficiency. Fiscal lawyers assist operational contract support planning by identifying funding authorities supporting the mission. In preparation for deployment, these judge advocates or civilian attorneys marshal resources and assist the early entry CP's final coordination, including the identification of funding sources and other legal requirements. They also establish liaison with the Contracting Support Brigade or Joint Theater Support Contracting Command and the Department of State Country Team in the Theater of Operations. Upon arrival in the Theater of Operations, the contract and fiscal lawyers support the early entry CP missions of facilitating the deployment and entry of forces. As operations progress, contract and fiscal issues will increase in number and complexity. Because of this, SJAs should plan for additional contract and fiscal law support to include the creation of joint contracting centers. SJAs encourage the use of acquisition review boards because they promote prudent management of resources and proactive resolution of logistics support issues. Acquisition law. Acquisition law governs the Army requirements process from initial requirement development to contract closeout and final fund disbursement. The Army's requirements process also follows and is nested within the DoD's acquisition system found in DODD 5000.01 and DODI 5000.02. Practitioners of acquisition law ensure that all acquisition and procurements by the Army are consistent with all applicable laws and regulations. Acquisition law also encompasses legal considerations in the overall acquisition strategies for the modernization efforts of the Army, such as programming, budgeting, and execution. An important part of acquisition law is the Army Urgent Operational Needs Process and other quick reaction capabilities that are means to support operational Army commanders in current or imminent contingency operations with the capabilities urgently needed to achieve mission success and reduce risk of casualties that other standard Army processes or procedures are unable to provide. Legal function, military justice. Military justice is the administration of the commander's disciplinary authority. The purpose of military justice, as a part of military law, is to promote justice, to assist in maintaining good order and discipline in the armed forces, to promote efficiency and effectiveness in the military establishment, and thereby to strengthen the national security of the United States. TJAG is responsible for the overall supervision and administration of military justice within the Army. Commanders oversee the administration of military justice in their units and communicate directly with SJAs about military justice matters. Currently, three independent organizational components of military justice exist within the JAG Corps: the SJAs, TDS, and the trial judiciary. Note, this publication does not address the Office of the Special Trial Counsel. See Section 824A, Title 10, United States Code, signed into law 27 December 2021, creating the position of Special Trial Counsel, and effective on 27 December 2023 for more information on the Office of the Special Trial Counsel. The SJA is responsible for military justice advice and services to the command. The SJA advises commanders concerning administrative boards, the administration of justice, the disposition of alleged offenses, appeals of nonjudicial punishment, and action on courts-martial findings and sentences. The SJA supervises the administration and prosecution of courts-martial, preparation of records of trial, the Victim Witness Assistance Program, and military justice training. Note, use of the term SJA in this chapter denotes the SJA or legal advisor at the appropriate level of command. SJAs should discuss deployed military justice with commanders to determine commanders' priorities and commitment to resourcing. The decision whether to conduct courts-martial in a deployed environment should be an informed, deliberate, staffed decision. Military justice services are centralized to facilitate timely and efficient delivery. Normally, courts-martial are processed at Theater Army, Corps, Division, TSC, or other headquarters commanded by an officer who is a GCMCA. Litigation will be centralized at the GCMCA level. Army Brigade and Battalion Commanders and Joint Task Force Commanders have special and summary court-martial convening authority and may require support to conduct courts-martial. The Chief Military Justice is the officer in charge of the Military Justice Section within the OSJA. Chiefs of Military Justice research jurisdiction agreements to engage with non-United States military entities who exercise concurrent or exclusive jurisdiction with the military on post or in surrounding off-post areas, state, federal, tribal, or foreign governments. A special victim prosecutor, in coordination with the Trial Counsel Assistance Program, normally leads the special victim team. Generally, the special victim prosecutor will oversee the investigation and prosecution of all special victim offenses and will train trial counsel in the handling and disposition of special victim cases. An SJA may not designate an officer a special victim prosecutor without first coordinating with Trial Counsel Assistance Program. Trial counsel will be assigned to the OSJA, will report to the Chief Military Justice, and will litigate at courts-martial on behalf of the GCMCA. The OSJA may designate a trial counsel as either a special victim trial counsel or general crimes trial counsel. SJAs have the discretion to assign or detail any trial counsel to any case as circumstances require. If an officer is assigned to lead the general crimes team, that officer is designated the general crimes prosecutor. The MJA is generally responsible for advising commanders on issues pertaining to military justice and adverse administrative actions, including nonjudicial punishment, search and seizure, pretrial confinement hearings, and overseeing and conducting administrative separations boards. The MJA will be assigned either to a brigade or to the OSJA, depending on the number of commanders and units the MJA advises, and will be supervised by the BJA or the Chief of Justice. In multinational organizations, each troop-contributing nation is responsible for the discipline of its military personnel. Accordingly, the United States element of the multinational organization will require military justice support. Legal administrators resource military justice operations in both garrison and deployed environments. They serve as the technical experts for military justice applications and processes. They are directly responsible for planning, resourcing, sustaining, and securing courtroom systems and facilities. Legal administrators facilitate the travel of witnesses, experts, counsel, and members of judicial and administrative proceedings. They are responsible for initiating, coordinating, and overseeing contracts in support of military justice operations. They ensure network services are available to facilitate the use of military justice online and other network platforms. Paralegal NCOs and soldiers interview witnesses, prepare courts-martial documents, draft charges and specifications, and record and transcribe judicial and administrative proceedings and investigations. They prepare and manage records of nonjudicial punishment, memoranda of reprimand, and officer elimination and enlisted administrative separation documents. They facilitate witness and court member appearances. They also coordinate and support logistics for all legal proceedings and hearings from administrative separation boards to general courts-martial. Senior paralegal NCOs in charge of military justice and criminal law sections review all legal documentation prepared by paralegals. Paralegal NCOs and soldiers with additional skill identifier C5 are court reporters. Properly trained civilians may also serve as court reporters. Their duties include recording, transcribing, and certifying verbatim records of courts-martial, administrative proceedings, tribunals under Article 5 of the Geneva Convention relative to the treatment of prisoners of war, and other proceedings required by law or regulation. Many military justice tasks are performed in preparation for deployment. A sample of some include: align the convening authority structure for the deployment theater and home station. Ensure that units and personnel are assigned or attached to the appropriate organization for the administration of military justice. Request or accomplish required designations of home station convening authorities. transfer individual cases to new convening authorities when necessary, publish a general order for the operation when not withheld by higher echelon headquarters. Mission training, including briefings to deploying and home station commanders concerning military justice operations and briefings to deploying soldiers concerning the terms of the general order for the operation. Plan for prosecution of courts-martial in a deployed environment. Although TDS is separated as an independent legal function under the legal competency of legal support to soldiers and families, TDS's mission is essential to the overall functioning of the military justice system. As discussed in Chapter 3, leaders ensure a strong and healthy relationship between TDS and government representatives in terms of the management of services and support, while never sacrificing the ability for TDS personnel to zealously advocate for their clients. See Chapter 5 for more information on TDS support to soldiers and families. The Chief Trial Judge, United States Army Trial Judiciary, and the Commander, Legal Operational Detachment Judicial, provide military judges for general and special courts-martial, supervise judges, promulgate rules of court, and supervise the military magistrate program. Military judges are not within the local chain of command or the technical chain of the SJA. However, their legal tasks provide support to the Army as an organization. Military judges are normally co-located with the OSJA at a command headquarters, or they travel into the area of operations for periodic trial terms, depending upon judicial workloads and the nature of the area of operations. Military judges preside at general and special courts-martial, maintain judicial independence and impartiality, perform or supervise military magistrate functions, review and act upon pre-referral requests for subpoenas, warrants, and search authorizations, and may be detailed to preside over military commissions. Military magistrate functions include the review of pretrial confinement and confinement pending the outcome of foreign criminal charges, the issuance of search, seizure, or apprehension authorizations, and when authorized, presiding over special courts-martial referred under Article 16C2A UCMJ. Legal function: national security law. National security law is the application of United States, foreign, and international law to military operations and activities. National security law practitioners rely on these areas of law and their legal tasks: constitutional law, cyberspace law, intelligence law, international law, operational law, and space operations law. Constitutional law. Fundamental questions about the authorities to use military force and other operational activities are often questions of constitutional law. Judge advocates should be familiar with this area of law to understand the domestic legal basis for United States military operations and legal authorities, including the application of war powers, an authorization for the use of military force passed by Congress, or the President's authorities under Article 2 of the Constitution. Cyberspace law. Cyberspace law generally is not the practice of a unique body of law, but rather the application of the other national security law disciplines to cyberspace operations and cyberspace-enabled activities. Due to the complex nature of cyberspace operations, the potential for political implications, and highly classified tools and capabilities, approval and oversight requirements for cyberspace operations often remain at the most senior leadership levels. Generally subject to classified directives and guidance, cyberspace operations often raise unique and complex factual issues that make the application of the existing national security law challenging. When analyzing legal issues raised by cyberspace operations, judge advocates first need to determine whether the activity is a cyberspace operation or whether it is a cyberspace-enabled activity. Cyberspace operations are the employment of cyberspace capabilities where the primary purpose is to achieve objectives in or through cyberspace. Cyberspace operations includes three cyberspace missions: offensive cyberspace operations, known as OCO, defensive cyberspace operations, known as DCO, and DoD Information Network, known as DODIN operations. Unlike cyberspace operations, cyberspace-enabled activities use cyberspace to enable other types of activities or employ cyberspace capabilities to complete tasks, but they are not undertaken as part of one of the three cyberspace operations missions. Information operations can be a category of cyberspace-enabled operations when they include the integrated employment of electronic warfare, computer network operations, psychological operations, military deception, and operations security, in concert with specified supporting and related capabilities to influence, disrupt, corrupt, or usurp adversarial human and automated decision-making while protecting friendly decision-making. Once judge advocates determine whether the activity is cyberspace operations or a cyberspace-enabled activity, they will be better prepared to determine the relevant legal authorities governing the activity. Practitioners require a basic understanding of cyber technology and capabilities, in addition to a knowledge of constitutional, domestic, international, operational, and intelligence law. Given the structure of the internet and the potential for affecting third-party systems, cyberspace operations often raise challenging international law issues. Judge advocates must analyze whether a proposed operation would constitute a use of force or be a prohibited intervention into a state's domestic affairs. Additionally, cyberspace operations often raise issues related to neutrality and sovereignty. While many cyberspace operations occur outside of armed conflict, the law of armed conflict applies to those that occur in an armed conflict or rise to the level of a use of force or an armed attack. Intelligence law. Because intelligence activities are some of the most sensitive activities conducted by military forces, they are subject to classified directives and guidance. As such, they are highly regulated and subject to intense scrutiny and oversight, both within the DoD and by congressional oversight committees. This is specifically applicable when information regarding United States persons is being collected, stored, disseminated, and analyzed. Judge advocates play a key role in the oversight of intelligence activities, and they are often seen as subject matter experts. It is imperative that judge advocates practicing in this area are knowledgeable not only on the approval authorities to conduct intelligence activities, but also on the reporting requirements for questionable intelligence activities and significant or highly sensitive matters. See DODM 5240.01 and AR 381-10 for more information on laws regarding intelligence activities. A complicating factor in the practice of intelligence law is that many operational activities use similar means and methods to those employed for intelligence activities. This is particularly the case in the use of publicly available information and operational preparation of the environment, both of which are operational activities but have significant similarities to open source intelligence and human intelligence activities, respectively. While these operational activities are conducted pursuant to different authority and with a different reporting and oversight process, they raise many of the same sensitive issues as the similar intelligence activities. Thus, judge advocates not assigned to intelligence units must also be familiar with intelligence authorities and oversight requirements to ensure activities are accurately identified, distinguished, conducted, and reported in accordance with the relevant requirements. Similarly, judge advocates assigned to intelligence units must also understand this distinction to ensure that operational activities are not misidentified and misanalyzed, but rather are approved and conducted pursuant to the appropriate authorities. International law. Within the Army, the practice of international law includes the interpretation and application of international agreements to which the United States is a party and applicable customary international law recognized by the United States. The practice of international law may also include the application of foreign law and comparative law. International law responsibilities include implementing the DoD Law of War Program, which includes law of armed conflict training, advice concerning the application of the law of armed conflict to military operations, the implementation of law of armed conflict standards, reporting of incidents, and reviews of incidents. Assisting with international legal issues relating to deployed United States forces, including the legal basis for conducting operations, status of forces, and other international agreements, and the impact of foreign law on Army activities, contractors, and dependents. Monitoring foreign trials and confinement of Army, military, and civilian personnel and their dependents. Advising the command concerning the authority to negotiate and execute international agreements. Serving as legal liaison with host nation or multinational legal authorities. International law support is normally provided at the main and tactical CPs and divisions and higher echelon headquarters. However, international law support may be required below the division echelon in some circumstances. International law tasks vary from one level of command to the next and by phase, but they are designed to ensure operational capability and support international legitimacy through all phases of an operation. International law attorneys understand military plans and ensure they comply with international legal obligations, including obligations to non-combatants. International law planning objectives include informing the commander and staff of the international legal obligations on the use of force, minimizing adverse effects of the use of force, protecting the legal status of unit personnel, ensuring rights of transit, and providing responsive and economical host nation support. Depending on the level of command, international law attorneys have close working relationships with the Department of State country team for the operational area, legal officials in the host nation and coalition forces, and other government, non-governmental, and international organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, as directed by the commander. These relationships help sustain the operation, ensure compliance with international legal requirements, coordinate the legal aspects of the deployment and entry, and confirm understanding of agreements concerning status of forces, rights of transit, basing, and host nation support. Advice to the commander may involve the law of armed conflict, implementing the DoD detainee program, interpretation of international agreements, treatment of civilians or foreign diplomats, assistance to international, United States, or host nation governmental or non-governmental organizations, and other international legal matters. Legal processes include the investigation and trial of war crimes, tribunals under Article 5 of the Geneva Convention relative to the treatment of prisoners of war, due process procedures for detainees, foreign criminal trials of United States personnel, foreign civil or administrative proceedings, and proceedings conducted under occupation or martial law. See DODD 2310.01E for more information on the DOD detainee program. Operational law. Operational law encompasses the totality of military law that affects the conduct of operations. This includes an understanding of the domestic and international legal basis for operations, the authorities available to each level of command, any weapons or force restrictions, application and interpreting of the standing ROE and mission-specific ROE, interoperability with allied forces, information operations, the application of fiscal law to military operations, and the application of various DoD or other executive branch policies to military operations. Judge advocates provide operational law support in all military operations. The National Security Law Judge Advocate supports the MDMP by preparing legal estimates, designing the operational legal support architecture, writing legal annexes, assisting in developing and training of ROE, and reviewing plans and orders. The Operational Law Judge Advocate supports the conduct of operations by maintaining situational awareness and advising and assisting with lethal and non-lethal targeting, with particular emphasis on LOAC compliance, ROE implementation, and detainee operations. In stability operations, judge advocates perform activities to establish civil security, civil control, essential services, economic and infrastructure development, and governance. To perform these functions, the legal advisor must have a dedicated seat in the operations center. The practice of operational law further includes the Army's need to sustain, secure, and protect United States forces. Judge advocates are called upon to advise and assist in the effort to maintain a ready force through training and education policy, readiness and mobilization, force generation and management, and force protection. Force protection, both at home and abroad, contains multiple lines of effort, including counterterrorism and anti-terrorism, emergency and critical infrastructure management, cybersecurity and information assurance, physical security, and counter-insider threat efforts. Like much of national security law, each area requires an integration of a variety of complex legal areas, and each requires the judge advocate to maintain constant awareness to ensure the appropriate balance between sustainment and protection efforts and the need to preserve the civil liberties of soldiers, DA civilians, and citizens in general. Legal support to space operations. Legal support to space operations requires practitioners to understand and apply international and operational law. Space operations typically involve activities in and through the electromagnetic spectrum with effects in or through outer space. This requires analyzing specialized legal issues from various bodies of law, including the Outer Space Treaty and the International Telecommunications Union, in addition to the LOAC. The analysis may include evaluating multiple international legal regimes, making a core understanding of international law vital. Space activities and the electromagnetic spectrum are heavily regulated, so legal advisors must also consider domestic or host nation laws and regulations that may be implicated in operations. Space operations can be considered sensitive and are governed by distinct policies. Authorities, processes, and coordination requirements must be thoroughly reviewed prior to conducting training or operations in or through the space domain. Legal advisors should review JP 3-14 to understand doctrinal underpinnings of space operations. Many key policy terms are defined and explained in JP 3-14. Legal support to domestic operations. Legal advisors must be able to advise the commander of the application, limitations, and exceptions inherent in operations conducted inside the United States. In these operations, legal advisors consider the Posse Comitatus Act, fiscal law associated with disaster and emergency relief, the dual status of command authorities, the standing rules for the use of force, the use of unmanned aircraft system and counter-unmanned aircraft system operations, and social media monitoring operations.